Of course, you expect no less from 88FM Radio Life and Style. And my special guest with me right now, Meg MacDonald, is the KZN ambassador, the KZN face of the Sweetheart Foundation. How lovely. I've always wanted to be the face of the Sweetheart Foundation. But it's much more serious than it sounds. In fact, welcome to you. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning.
And let's talk about the Sweetheart Foundation. What is that?
So the Sweethearts Foundation was developed in 2013. And what we do is we recycle bottle tops, bread tags, aluminium tags off of cold drinks and beers and aluminium tags, tins, and as well as the lids off of disposable coffees. And we use that plastic, and we've got a partner, recycle partner, Iwasa, that then gives us the funds to buy wheelchairs for those less fortunate.
Okay. Now, you talk about plastics, but aren't all those products you mentioned aluminium?
No, only the one is.
Oh.
Only the one on the cans,
yeah.
The cold drink cans, yes. Those little tabs, those are aluminium. The rest are all plastic.
Okay. So it's a plastic and aluminium recycling plan, which really and truly is, one would think, insignificant. I mean, a pull ring from a cold drink can or the top of a coffee, an instant coffee jar, or, you know, you just throw those away, surely. Well, don't. Because now you can do something good with them. Let's find out about a little bit more about that. How does the average person like me with a couple of ring pulls make a difference?
Well, you know, it takes you back to the starfish story where the person is standing on the beach and somebody sees an old lady throwing the starfish into the sea, and there's just millions of starfish on the beach, and the guy says to her, you're wasting your time. And she picks up one and she throws it back into the sea, and she says, I made a difference for that one. And that's the same sort of theory, is that a lot, if everybody brings us a little bit, we then create the bulk that we need to get what we need to supply a wheelchair.
Yeah, it's the universal multiplier. One doesn't realize. A few drops of rain on the roof, by the time it reaches your downpipe, it's a gusher. And if you're collecting that in a container, you'll be very surprised at how quickly that water saving device fills up. You think it's impossible from just a few drops. Well, same thing. So how, in the greater Bolito area, does one go about bringing one's few drops of love to you?
So what we're looking for is we're looking for volunteers to get involved with the project. I currently have a drop-off point at 64 Ocean Drive where all the tops and the tags and everything can be dropped off. But especially we're actually having a function tomorrow on Saturday at Bolito Farmers Market. So anybody with caps or tags or anything can drop it off at Bolito's Farmers Market because we're having a drive there on Saturday.
Okay, so let's look at the process, the various. We'll go over again what it is that you can bring, but the idea is that you supply wheelchairs. Is there clearly there is, but let's find out more. Where do these wheelchairs go, and who needs them?
So there are multiple amounts of people all over the nation that need wheelchairs, and specifically some of them need specialized wheelchairs. They can't just have a standard wheelchair because of their health situation, and they need a specialized wheelchair, and that's where we come in and we create the specialized wheelchair that is required. So what happens is anybody that needs a wheelchair goes onto the webpage, sweetheartsfoundation.org, and applies for a wheelchair. It then gets vetted by the board. The board put it on a list. And that's what our goals are, to fulfill those needs of those people.
You see, in an affluent society like this, people, I think, don't realize the difference a wheelchair would make to someone that is differently abled. I don't want to use the word disabled because it's not politically correct. But there are people who a wheelchair literally is a life changer and in some instances a lifesaver. It's terribly, terribly important to understand how in societies less fortunate than ours, and I'm talking about the Greater Bolito area, generally speaking, there are folk that are in real trouble for various different reasons. And a wheelchair can change that hopelessness to a completely different scenario. It just can and does. And until you've seen the need and then supplied the solution to that and seen the joy and the celebration that comes with it, you don't fully understand how important it is to try to supply. It's not a luxury. You know, we think of wheelchair, we put a motorized one, we'll just get right. No. This often means the difference between being able to collect your pension or your grant or not, and being able to eat or not, and support your family or not. Absolutely. So it's not just a question of luxury and getting around easily. It's no, to get to where you need, because now, especially with the SASSA situation, biometrics are required. You have to physically arrive in person.
Absolutely.
And you see folk driving, being trundled in wheelbarrows and in boxes, and it's tragic, but you can change that.
Absolutely. Our last wheelchair was something that when I saw the little TikTok video, I was in tears. It was of a police captain that was injured on duty, and what happened is he was paralyzed and they couldn't afford the wheelchair, and what happened is every day somebody would go in and lift him out of his bed and put him on the couch, at the end of the day go back, lift him out of the couch and put him onto the bed, and we supplied him with a motorized wheelchair.
Wow.
And the tears just flowed when you saw the smile on that man's face. It was incredible, and that's why we do it.
Okay. So now, just to recap, you're collecting little things that you ordinarily would be thrown away and adding to the national dump situation, which is horrible. These are ring pulls from beverages, and then little plastic tabs. What do they come from?
So the bread tags come from bread and all of a majority of your fruit in your grocery stores.
It's those little clips that
those little
close
white,
the plastic
white
bag.
Clips. Yes, okay. That's correct, yes.
Okay, and what else?
So the bottle caps, if you look inside the bottle caps...
Oh, it's the underside of the cap.
No, it's actually the actual bottle cap.
Oh. Oh, you mean the screw-off,
not the
bottle top?
No, the actual screw-off.
And it's because this kind of plastic is very recyclable.
Absolutely.
I've got you now, all right.
So on the caps, we normally say if you can drink it, we collect it.
Okay.
So... Cokes, Fantas, all the cold drinks,
so the
all the water.
Tops, the screw tops.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Right?
Plastic ones. Yeah.
The plastic ones. Your milk bottle tops, your long life milk bottle tops, all of those tops. Normally when you look at the bottom of the cap, you will see a recycle little sign, and inside it's got a 2, a 5, or a 7. Those are the ones that we collect, but we don't say no to any of them.
And if you would like to get involved to help Meg and build a bigger presence on the North Coast, because at the moment it's in its infancy, but I think the need is huge. Meg will be at the farmers market on Saturday. So you can touch base there. Otherwise, give us a contact number. It'll be up as a podcast. You don't have to write it down. You can just listen to it again.
No problem. It's 082-455-2970.
That's Meg MacDonald. She is the face of the Sweetheart Foundation in KZN, and they're doing fabulous work. I really urge you to support them because, you know, little acts of kindness, little acts of love makes a huge difference in the world. Meg, thanks for joining me in the morning show, and huge luck with going forward with the foundation, and lots of success on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
And the morning show continues.